The rising cost of diesel fuel is hitting farmers hard this year, leading some to reevaluate the way they plant their crops. It's Tuesday, May 19th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, cigarette use continues to plummet as vaping surges in popularity. A new report looks at the tax consequences.
That's not going to produce nearly enough revenue to offset what the state is losing from having fewer cigarette smokers.
And what the governor is saying about who's to blame for a tax deal that failed in the legislature last week. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at wpr.org/travel.
Many farmers are facing a challenging economy. That's forcing some to make tough choices about how to invest in this season's crops. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks has more.
The cost of key inputs like diesel fuel have risen sharply in recent months. At the same time, most crop prices are low, limiting a farmer's potential return. That means some producers will skimp on costly resources like pesticides and fertilizer. Dee Jones, an economist for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, recently spoke to a local farm co-op manager about fertilizer demand.
He said that producers have been pretty reluctant to buy a lot of fertilizer because it's such a marginal production year. They're trying to decide if the crop is going to be good enough to justify the high fertilizer costs.
Jones says farmers worried about turning a profit this season likely won't spend more than their insurance will cover. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Governor Tony Evers says he was confident GOP lawmakers had the votes to pass a big tax cut and school funding deal that died at the state capitol last week. In an interview with WISN-TV's Upfront, the Democratic governor said he negotiated the package with Republicans who run the legislature. The deal died when three Republicans joined all Democrats to vote against it in the Senate. Asked whether he had tried to secure Democratic votes earlier in the week, the governor said he had not.
No. I mean, there was no need. And then by the time we realized that the Democrats aren't going to be moving in the same direction that we anticipate, then it was over.
Evers blamed Senate Democrats for killing the deal. He also blamed Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany for lobbying against it. Democratic lawmakers said the deal would have depleted the state's financial reserves and done little to address costs for many Wisconsin families. The popularity of vaping continues to climb as cigarette use decreases in the state. Hope Kerwin has more on how this shift could cost Wisconsin future tax revenue.
A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that revenue from cigarette taxes fell to just under $370 million in 2025. When adjusted for inflation, it's the lowest amount since 1992. Mark Sommerhauser from the Policy Forum says there's a big consumer shift away from cigarettes toward vaping, but these products are taxed at a much lower rate.
That's not going to produce nearly enough revenue to offset what the state is losing from having fewer cigarette smokers.
Higher taxes help lead to lower rates of smoking. Sommerhauser says policymakers will need to weigh the public health benefits and revenue declines as they consider how to regulate alternative nicotine products. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two former executives of a defunct solar energy company are facing criminal theft by contractor charges. The felony charges were filed in Dane County Circuit Court. Former Sun Badger Solar President Trevor Sumner and Chief Operating Officer Christopher Seip are accused of running a solar company that took thousands in deposits for projects it failed to complete. The complaint alleges funds were diverted for personal use. Charges were filed in March. The men are expected to appear in court for preliminary hearings in July. Attorneys for Sumner and Seip did not respond to requests for comment. Fitchburg police interviewed customers who paid for projects that were never finished and reviewed financial documents. Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Agency has received 146 complaints against Sun Badger Solar over the last several years. Sumner and Sipe have been prohibited from doing business in Minnesota. Oshkosh is moving forward with a plan to buy a former downtown shopping mall. As Joe Schultz reports, the city hopes to convert the site into a mixed-use redevelopment.
The mall, now known as City Center, was built in 1967 along the Fox River. The city of Oshkosh directed staff to prepare an offer to purchase the two properties that make up the site. They capped the price at $12.5 million. The purchase would give the city control of the more than 16-acre riverfront property for future development, which could include housing, retail, and restaurants. Alder Joseph Stevenson called it an opportunity to invest in the future of the city's downtown.
The site, by and large, is underutilized. It could be so much more. Again, it's riverfront, the heart of downtown Oshkosh.
The plan is still subject to additional city approvals. No official decisions have been made about future redevelopment plans for the site. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, how community-supported agriculture is adapting to what customers want. That's right after this.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
And finally, community-supported agriculture first gained popularity in the 90s. It's a way for people to support local farmers by paying upfront for boxes of produce that are delivered throughout the growing season. But today's food system caters to both convenience and choice. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, that puts pressure on CSA farmers to offer people more buying options.
Patty Grimmer ticks off the trays of seedlings in one of the greenhouses on her farm in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we got peppers, we've got some lettuce mix that's going to be transplanted on our field, our tomatoes.
All of this produce will go to regional farmers markets, restaurants, and customers who signed up for a community-supported agriculture, or CSA share. In most CSAs, members pay several hundred dollars at the start of the year and receive a weekly box of produce throughout the spring and summer. But Grimmer lets her members sign up for shorter time frames, as little as 1 month, and they can opt to pay as they go instead of all at once. Some old-school farmers may say that's not CSA, but Grimmer sees it as a needed evolution to the original model.
We're transitioning to a generation of convenience, of preference. You know, you can get your groceries delivered to you in a matter of hours while you sit on your couch and pick what you want to pick.
She's a part of a growing number of CSA farmers who are offering more flexibility to their members to keep up with consumer preferences. Sadie Willis is with Fair Share CSA Coalition, which serves farms throughout the Midwest. She says producers who are offering more flexibility still see themselves as supported by their community of customers.
Even if those customers are saying, hey, I want to pick up my box at my local brewery instead of having to drive over to your farm to get it, or I don't like kohlrabi, can you give me more spinach instead? So like some of those components have come into play over time where consumers are being a little bit more choosy.
She says farms can use a number of online platforms to let CSA members swap out items in their weekly box. Producers can also shift to a credit system where customers load an online card at the start of the season and choose whether to buy something each week. But these customer conveniences move the model away from what it was meant to do for farms. John Hendrickson is a farm viability specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Back in the early 90s, he helped organize some of the first CSA memberships at farms in the Madison area. Hendrickson says traditionally, CSA was about people taking on the risk with farmers. But that doesn't work for every consumer.
You know, if the farm had a bad year and there were not as many tomatoes, then people got less tomatoes. You know, most consumers are not in a position to roll the dice on in terms of their food budget. And so that has really kind of fallen by the wayside.
He says CSA has always required more customer service than selling in bulk or at a market stand. Letting consumers customize their weekly box could create even more administrative work for a farmer who would rather be in their field. It's why some farmers, like Liz Graysneck in central Missouri, are taking a more customer flexibility. She lets her members pay in installments instead of upfront, but they don't have the option of canceling mid-season. Customers can tweak their weekly box when the farm has an abundance of a certain vegetable, but Graysneck says she's not interested in becoming a subscription service.
That does not fit what CSA is. You know, for me, CSA embodies eating seasonally, supporting the farm that is feeding you, and I'm not Amazon, you know?
She thinks farmers have to find the right balance between serving new kinds of customers and staying true to the whole point of community-supported farming. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
And now for a check of the forecast. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today. Patchy light showers or drizzly, mainly in the morning. Highs today expected in the mid-50s to 60. Southwest winds could reach 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, some patchy frost northwest, and lows expected in the mid-30s to 40s. And looking ahead to tomorrow, cool with a mix of sun and clouds. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Sean Johnson. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.